Too Much Rock podcast number 748. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from the Beakers and the song Thinking Postmodern. That's from the compilation Four Steps Towards a Cultural Revolution. Came out in 2004 on K Records, available in beautiful vinyl. Originally that was recorded probably 80, 81, something like that when the band was active. Very nice, right? Very twitchy and kind of Gang of Four, but also listening to that, you feel a lot of Talking Heads in there. Just all that energy. That's an excellent listen. I got music for you this week. Some of it's really good. See what you think about this one. This is the Knee-Highs with the song My Favorite Month.
My favorite month, yeah. it's all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Keep saying it'll be just fine. It's all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. It's all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Keep saying it'll be just fine. It's all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Keep saying it'll be just fine. It's all right.
Blast of Power from the Golden Shitters from Hamilton, Ontario. The song is called I Don't Want to Live, and it's on the band's new album, Brutal Planet, which came out February 7th of this year on Ugly Pop Records. It is a nihilistic punk rock garage extravaganza. You can enjoy that one. Before that, the Roxies with the song All Right. That's on the band's album, Keep You Up All Night, which came out March 7th of this year on Dirt Cult Records. That band's based out of Berlin in Germany, and it's just catchy as hell. And then we started things off with Chicago band The Knee-Highs and the song My Favorite Month. That's on the band's brand new album, Razzle Dazzle, which came out July 14th. Self-released, currently digital only, but I hear vinyl is in the works, so maybe you want to hold out and pick that one up. I think this one will sound even better on vinyl. Anyway, I guess I'll let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right. Let's continue on here. I was recently in Indianapolis for a funeral, but I did stop by record stores because that's what I do. I picked up 3 7-inches, and now I'm going to share them with you. We're going to start with a track from The Burnt Ones. This song's called Do the Spell.
Thank you. Maybe it's a bumpy ride. Maybe there's a real blonde there for me. Yeah!
Set for you there, ending off with Pizzle from Bloomington, Indiana, and the song Flowers on the Wall, originally a Statler Brothers song. That is on the 7-inch Trouble in the Monkey House, which came out in 1997 on Knockwurst label. I picked that one up at Indie CD and Vinyl. Before that, we heard from Davenport with the song Real Blonde. That is on the Thank God for Hurricanes Real Blonde 7-inch that came out in 1994 on Dada Records. That band was based out of Pittsburgh, PA. I also found that one in Indie CD and Vinyl. And then we started a set off with Burnt Ones from Indianapolis and the song Do the Spell. That's on a 4-band 7-inch called Export that came out in 2010 on Asthmatic Kitty and Roaring Colonel Records. I picked that one up at the record store in Fountain Square. Square Records? Square Cat Records. That's what it's called. Anyway, I am out of time, so I was going to wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 748, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, and YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. There's lots of things coming up here. On the 23rd, we've got Cataphract playing at Howdy. Deco Auto is playing at Minibar on the 24th. 25th, Major Matt Mason is at The Brick. 26th, Company Retreat is playing Lemonade Park. The 28th, Terry Quinn is at Hillsiders. Moon 17 is at Union Library that night. Visual Learner is playing at Farewell. Catfight is at the ECM in Lawrence. On the 27th of Montreal is at the Record Bar. Religion of Heartbreak is at the Mini Bar. Dreamist is at Farewell. On the 29th, Drifter is playing Bottleneck. On the 30th, MS Paint is at Ship. And on the 31st, Fits in the Tantrums comes to the Truman. All right, looking at the website, there's a couple of new things out there. I got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Madman, Uncouth, and Grave Leisure show. There's a whole lot more coming, though, so keep an eye on the website. You're going to find something new whenever you click through. All right, I do have time for one more for you. I've got one here from Mono featuring World's End Girlfriend. It's a compilation they did together in 2006 called Palmless Prayer, Mass Murder Refrain. Came out on Temporary Residence and it was just re-released on vinyl last week, and that's when I picked that one up. It is more modern classical, more maybe even soundtrack feeling, more ambient than crazy and explosive like Mono sometimes is, but it has its moments, and I'm going to play a little bit of one of those moments for you from part 5 of the album. I don't have time to play the full track, so I'll just play an excerpt here and get you to 30 minutes. So thank you very much for listening. We'll end things here with Mono and World's End Girlfriend. This is Palmless Prayer, Mass Murder Refrain, part 5. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.